With Australia's live cattle exports to Indonesia still in limbo, the RSPCA is now turning the focus to the issue of ritual killing in Australia. It's known as halal or kosher slaughter in the Muslim and Jewish communities, and it's carried out according to religious laws. In Australia, the National Halal Standard requires abattoirs to stun animals before their throat is cut. But a number of Australian abattoirs have been given government approval to kill animals without stunning. The RSPCA says it's a brutal practice and should be banned. Saturday AM's Jason Om visited one domestic abattoir in South Australia where killing without stunning has been going on legally for years. And a warning, Jason's report contains some graphic descriptions.
Jesse, come on!
At a farm north of Adelaide, Halil Halilov is rounding up his flock.
Come back!
The Turkish-born Muslim has been running a small abattoir for sheep and goats for about 7 years.
So how many sheep do you have here?
Sometimes I get to 50, sometimes 60, because of weekly auction, you know.
Most Australian abattoirs that produce halal meat stun the animal before its throat is cut, but not here. It's one of 9 abattoirs in South Australia that's exempt.
It must be the Mecca face before they kill.
There aren't any customers today, so the kill floor is clean and empty. But Halil Halilov explains how the sheep must be facing Mecca when its throat is cut and its blood is drained. Most of his customers wouldn't buy the meat if it had been stunned.
I kill him some religion, for the religion, you know. That's why if you not do for the religion, my customers run away. That's why I say, Bismillah, Allah Akbar, that is a halal.
Why is it important to have that prayer before the animal is killed?
Because it's a promise to God.
Why did they come here?
Want to buy fresh meat. Because the shop is keeping in a cool room. You see from eyes, he's 100% been halal.
So the customers actually watch you kill it, is that right?
Yes.
And they want to be sure that it is halal?
Yes.
His daughter Emine helps out with the farm, especially during the busy holy season of Ramadan. She's horrified by the wanton cruelty in Indonesia, but she doesn't believe slaughtering without stunning is inhumane.
I would want the public to be more aware of how the procedure is, the Islamic correct procedure. If it's done correctly, I believe there's no issues. But people who are doing it incorrectly, those are the ones that bring the rest of the Muslim community down, which is quite bad.
The federal government is reviewing ritual slaughter standards, but isn't preempting the findings. The RSPCA's Melina Tenson says stunning must be made mandatory.
The RSPCA believes that it's unacceptable to cut the throat of an animal or sever blood vessels while the animal is fully conscious. In the case of sheep, it's been shown that sheep can be conscious after the throat cut for 20 to 30 seconds. So that's quite a long time to be aware of the fact that the pain of the knife cut and then the actual stress of the bleeding out process. And with cattle that have had their throat cut, they can remain conscious for up to 2 minutes. So again, from an animal welfare perspective, killing an animal without stunning it first is unacceptable.
The Australian Federation of Islamic Councils is the accreditation body for halal food. It accepts the stunning of animals, but President Iqbal Patel says exemptions are needed to accommodate for religious freedoms.
It's not necessarily more humane to have all animals stunned because the process of stunning itself is inherently painful to the animal, on impact. So the jury is out, but, I think if you talk to somebody who may be having a very strong belief that it should be all non-stunned, then yes, you are denying them their right from a religious perspective.
So it could be discrimination?
It could be discrimination. It could also be belittling one of their fundamental rights to existence.
Back at the farm in Adelaide, Emine Halilov is worried about what a ban might do to her family's business.
It's like spitting in our face saying, it's all wrong. I will fight for it, and I'm sure others out there will actually help about not banning this procedure itself, the Islamic way.
She says as Islam continues to grow, more and more people will want their meat killed according to their beliefs.
Jason Om.